I think it was an ashen Cohen that walked into the court yesterday, and an even more ashen Michael Cohen had walked out. Stephen Portnoy joins us right now, Washington, D.C., a CBS News correspondent. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, good morning. It's good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Did you notice yesterday a difference in the demeanor of Michael Cohen? You know, they got a saying where a blank just got real, and it seemed like the reality of it all really did hit him in the face.
Well, so from my vantage point at the White House, I didn't have eyes on him, but I can certainly tell you that from my colleagues who were in the courtroom, he definitely appeared to be stricken and taken aback. And the question here is, how is the president reacting? Mm-hmm. Yesterday, he did not take the opportunity to answer questions about it, but he was reported to be seething. His former longtime lawyer in a federal courtroom saying that he had been tasked with doing the president's dirty deeds. And in fact, in not only implicating the president in his crimes, but saying that he did those crimes at the president's direction. And what's perhaps most significant yesterday was the revelation hours after the sentencing, when Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison, when the federal prosecutors in New York City said that they had reached a non-prosecution agreement with the publisher of the National Enquirer. To wit, the National Enquirer publisher AMI says that it did take part in a scheme to violate the campaign finance laws to advance the president's electoral prospects. And as a result, AMI, that's the company, will not be prosecuted by federal prosecutors in New York. That is a significant development, because what it does is it has a corporation admitting that it had this particular intent. It's very difficult for the president or his supporters to walk away from this and say that the company is lying.
Had not Bill Clinton, and I'm not trying to make this a partisan thing at all, Stephen, I'm talking about precedent. There were Paula Jones or something. Had he not made financial settlements with them, but was it because that it was before the whole campaign process started, or what would be the difference?
Well, I'm not sure that the two things have much in common. With Bill Clinton, what you had was a man who was accused of sexual harassment before he was elected president. Then you had a person, you know, particularly the actions that happened when he was governor of Arkansas. And as a private citizen, Paula Jones filed a lawsuit alleging that she had been sexually harassed. And the court said, Mr. President, you're not immune from a civil lawsuit. And he was deposed in that lawsuit. He lied in that lawsuit because the word got around to the Paula Jones lawyers through Republican operatives here in Washington, through Linda Tripp and other people, that in fact he had an affair here at the White House with Monica Lewinsky. And they asked him about it at the deposition. He lied and said it wasn't true. And because he lied under oath, that was the predicate for everything that came next, including the impeachment and trial of Bill Clinton. Now, in this case, what we're talking about is, again, the one thing they might have in common is the fact that we're talking about actions before the man took office. Mm-hmm. And in this case, the allegation is that Donald Trump's campaign, at the very least, and that was what we learned from prosecutors yesterday, worked in cahoots with American media down in Florida to buy Karen McDougal's story and pay her off. But the point is, the company now admits, according to federal prosecutors, that they did it and they broke federal election law. The president has called this a private transaction. As we're speaking, the president has just issued a tweet, and I'll read it aloud for the first time as I'm reading it myself. He says, quote, I never directed Michael Cohen to break the law. He was a lawyer, and he is supposed to know the law. It is called, quote, advice of counsel, and a lawyer has great liability if a mistake is made. That, he says, is why they get paid. Despite that, many campaign finance lawyers have strongly, ... which means there'll be a second part of this tweet. But reading into it, what he's saying is that he never directed Michael Cohen to break the law, that a lawyer should know better. What Michael Cohen said yesterday was that he felt it was his duty, out of blind loyalty, to do the president's dirty deeds. Now, the judge said that Cohen had committed a smorgasbord of crimes, and that's why he sentenced him to 3 years in prison. But the big question here, the president has his view of what happened, and he's trying. It's an evolving view, by the way. But federal prosecutors say that they have a view. And yesterday, a federal court said that it had a view. So this is not over. And in fact, the developments of the last 24 hours have raised new questions about the president's legal liability here.
You know what I think about, Stephen, is that the president knows what happened, right? I mean, he knows what the truth is. And I just wonder what's going on in his head right now. And I know it's just sheer speculation, because it would seem to me, if it were you or me, we would know, well, you know what, they really got nothing because we didn't do anything right. We didn't do anything wrong to begin with, correct?
Well, look, we have tried.
I guess what the question goes to, Stephen, before we run out of time, is it really plausible to think that there would be manufactured evidence against the president, or what comes out is really what happened?
It's hard to see how any of this is made up.
Okay.
But what we do hope to learn, and that is, you know, we as the American people hope to learn, and the journalists hope to learn, and I suppose federal prosecutors, if they don't know already, they hope to learn exactly what did happen here. And what we have found is that there has been, as I mentioned, an evolving explanation on the part of the president and his spokespeople.
I appreciate your time, Stephen. I know we'll talk to you again, and I hope you have a great day.
You bet.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News correspondent, talking about Michael Cohen.